أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا كنت فيهم فأقمت لهم الصلاة فلتقم طائفة منهم معك وليأخذوا أسلحتهم فإذا سجدوا فليكونوا من ورائكم ولتأتي طائفة أخرى لم يصلوا فليصلوا معك وليأخذوا حذرهم وأسلحتهم وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذًى مِّن مَّطَرٍ أَوْ كُنتُم مَّرْضَىٰ أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُّهِينًا صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. We discuss ayah number 102 of Surah An-Nisa. The discussion was that of emerging and going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for jihad fi sabilillah, that of migration of hijrat. In the verse before this, we spoke of qasar salat, the salat that is shortened or abridged. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of a salat, which is known as Salatul Khawf, a Salat that is performed when a person is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that are in the path of Allah ta'ala, the Mujahideen, have fear of their life. At that time, they will perform a Salah in a way which is known as Salatul Khawf. Around the fourth year of the Hijrah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with the Sahaba in a place called Asfan. And a detachment of the mushrikeen were in very close proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, watching Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. They performed the Zuhr Salat, and after the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba had performed the Zuhr Salat, then these people realized that that would have been an opportune moment to have attacked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. Amongst them, in the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other riwayat, they discuss that there is another salat to come, Salatul Asr, a very important aspect what they had said, and their observation about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba, that salah is more beloved to them than their parents and their children. If we just understand that aspect, that even the Quraysh, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen had known that the Salah is more beloved to Sahaba than their parents and their children, so they are not going to leave that Salah. So when they are engaged in that Salah, it will become an opportune moment for us to attack. However, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepares for Salat, Sahaba prepared for Salat, and then Jibreel alayhi salat wa salam comes as the Salat is about to begin. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam now brings this ayah, reveals this ayah to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Effectively, what this ayah will mean, but just before this, in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا, that in battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given a very great concession, that when you are in a state of fear, فَرِجَالًا, then you'll perform your salat standing. Now we all read our salat standing, but what there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala meant, that even if it is so severe that you have to forego the ruku and sajda, you'll forego the ruku and sajda. O rukbana, that normally in the normal, farz salat cannot be performed on a conveyance sitting. However, if you are in battlefield, you engage with the enemy, then rukbana, you'll remain on your animal, you'll remain on your conveyance. If it is so dangerous for you to dismount that animal, then sit and perform your salat on that animal also. So that was one concession Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given. Now, here is the issue. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all would want to perform the salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or whenever it may occur that everybody wants to perform the salat behind one particular imam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a leeway. And how very loosely, like that, when we look at the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibn Hazm has narrated 14 different ways that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed salat on the basis of this ayah. Others have went to 16 and 17 different ways. But very basically what it will be, that the imam, in this case Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will stand, and if it is a 2 rakat salat for ease, he will stand and he will perform the first rakat. Half the group of the mujahideen will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or whoever the other imam is. It happened behind the Khulafai Rashidin also. So the imam will stand and he will perform his salat. Then one group, half, will come behind the imam and they will read their salat of one rakat. When they have completed their sajda, then they will move away and the other group will come. Now whilst this group was performing salat, the other group will check on the enemy, and then this group will move away, and then they will check on the enemy whilst the other group performed their salat, and like that, then they will complete that one rakat that they had missed behind the imam. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed a way that even in the battlefield, on the battlefield, there will be never a way that salat would be missed. Of course, we find at the time of Ahzab, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself had cursed the enemy. He had missed his salat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had missed his salat when there was an onslaught against them, with as far as the showers of arrows had come upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had to sit in one particular position, unable to move. But those are in the rare cases, but this also shows the importance of salat. If, however, all do not want to perform behind one imam, which is the norm and practice in these days, then small groups will perform the salat in jama'at wherever they are. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the salat khawf to show that this salat of ours is important, and it also shows the completeness of our deen, that even in that instance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not forgotten, or Allah ta'ala had revealed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created ease. So Allah ta'ala says, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ, that when you are amongst them, فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and then you establish for them the salat, فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكْ, then one ta'ifa, one group will stand with you. In other words, one group will become your muqtadis. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. Now look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're performing salat, but now don't think that you're performing salat, then you will leave your weaponry, you will leave your arm, etc. Allah ta'ala says, no, you will keep your weapons with you. فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا, then when that group has completed their sajda, they've completed their rakat, فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ, then they will remain behind you. وَلْتَأْتِي طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى, then the next group will come, لَمْ يُصَلُّوا, that has not performed the salat, فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ, and then they will perform the salat with you. وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ, when they are performing the salat, they will keep guard. In other words, they will be cautious, they will hold their caution, they will beware. وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ, and they will keep their weaponry with them. وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, those who disbelieve, they have this burning desire that if you only would become negligent of your weaponry and of course your other armors that you may have, and then فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدًا, so that they may attack you in one onslaught, that when as soon as you keep your weapons down, they will be able to attack you. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذًى مِّن مَطَرٍ أَوْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ. There will be no blame, there will be no sin upon you. If there are destructive rains that are coming down, you are unable to attend and go into the battlefield, or you are ill and you are sick, or for that matter you are injured, then أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ, that if you lay down your weapons in that extreme situation, then there is no harm, there is no blame upon you. وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ, but even at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not let your guard down. In other words, be aware, be careful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ a'adda lil kafirina 'adaban muhina. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment, that is in so far as the akhirat is concerned. As far as this dunya is concerned, you need to be on guard, you need to be cautious. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that the salah is so important that even there on the battlefield, this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought it. The little bit of movement, walking, all of that, Allah ta'ala will tolerate that, but the salah has to be performed. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.